President Obama's overtures to Cuba really kicked into high gear this week with the official reopening of the U.S. Embassy in Havana and the Cuban Embassy in Washington. But reestablishing diplomatic relations after more than half a century isn't a cure-all. Washington and Havana are still divided on many fronts, the ongoing U.S. embargo, for example, or Cuba's treatment of dissidents. And here's one more thing that hasn't changed: Cuban athletes defecting whenever they can. The world soccer guy William Troop is here to tell us about that.
Well, there have been several cases that have just happened in the last couple of weeks. For example, up in Canada, the Pan American Games are going on right now. Two baseball players from the Cuban team and four rowers from the Cuban delegation have already defected. And here in the U.S., there's a big soccer tournament going on called the Gold Cup. And the Cuban team, which started out with 23 players, ended the tournament with only 19 because four of them defected.
That's pretty incredible. Why is this happening now? I thought the U.S. and Cuba had new rules in place to kind of stop this.
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, it may be easier right now to apply while in Cuba for permission to leave the island and come to the United States. But that doesn't take away the fact that there's still a law in the books here in the U.S., the law that is the basis for the so-called wet foot, dry foot policy. And what that means is if a Cuban has their feet on U.S. soil, basically they are allowed to stay and ask for residency here, as opposed to Cubans who are intercepted at sea while trying to reach the U.S. on a boat.
And that would be the wet foot part.
That would be the wet foot part, and they are not allowed. They're basically sent back to Cuba right away.
Okay, so you mentioned the Gold Cup soccer tournament that's going on here. How have these defections affected the Cuban national soccer team?
Well, it's been pretty tough for them. As soon as they arrived, they started losing players. They've lost them one by one. They didn't all defect at once. And as each defection happened, the attention on the team and the questions being raised were increasing. At the same time that the team was struggling on the field, they lost pretty badly their first game to Mexico. They lost another one to Trinidad. They rallied and they beat Guatemala in a decisive game that allowed them to qualify for the quarterfinals of the tournament. And after that game, the fourth player defected, a pretty high-profile one too, Ariel Martinez, a midfielder. And the coaching staff was just shaking their head, getting all these questions about politics, and they were saying, you know, we're just trying to play the game here. And in the end, after the quarterfinal, which the U.S. won and eliminating Cuba, the U.S. coach, Jürgen Klinsmann, he really congratulated the Cubans for getting as far as they did in the tournament.
They deserve to be in that quarterfinal. They did a tremendous job. What the coaching staff is going through from that team is unthinkable, you know, for us. So, you know, again, huge compliment to them, what they achieved.
So that was the U.S. coach. What about the defectors themselves? Are they saying anything?
Well, some of them are laying pretty low, but a couple of them are doing the opposite. One of the early defectors popped up as an analyst on Univision, you know, helping to commentate the next Cuban game. And the other one, the final player who defected, Ariel Martinez, gave Univision an exclusive interview, and the network then put this rather dramatically edited clip on their website.
Pitó al final del partido, me dio mucha nostalgia, ¿no? Dejar mis compañeros atrás.
And Martinez is basically saying, you know, I was really torn leaving my teammates behind. He said they're like my brothers. And if I stayed this long is to help them qualify for getting to the quarterfinals. But in the end, he said, you know, I have a dream and I want to make that dream come a reality. And at the end of that clip, he says, my new career playing soccer in the U.S. starts right now.
The world soccer guy, William Troop, thanks as always.
You're welcome.